This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The moment you've all been waiting for. I know I've been waiting for it all year long. The Independence Day Spectacular on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know we're a day early, but that's how it falls this year. One day a week, we don't broadcast live, and that is this year, Independence Day. So, pre-Independence Day Spectacular, and it's an annual tradition on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I'll have to ask my co-host this hour, Michael Badnarik, will be joining me momentarily, if we have missed a year since he was nominated to become the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party when we first met in 2004, gearing up for that. And at a certain point, this became our annual tradition. Michael Badnarik comes to the Robert Scott Bell Show, and we crank it up for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and non-hyphenated freedom and liberty. I understand the hyphenation of it, but we got to draw people into liberty. Sometimes they don't like it until they go, oh, you know what? I'm not allowed to heal the way I want to heal. However you're motivated to get here, we're welcoming you today. The Declaration of Independence on this day, how many years ago, we'll find out. Michael Badnarik, my friend, constitutional scholar and more, author of a number of books, including Good to Be King, a foundation for our constitutional freedom, and Secret to Sovereignty, or How to Survive the Second American Revolution. We need this now more than ever. And what else? He's got a new website, badnarik.org, and you can ask all kinds of questions there. And every time I get an email from this guy, I can't wait to read it because I'm immediately immersed in a whole story. It comes to life. This is Michael Badnarik's ability to communicate, not only in his Constitution class, but just when he writes a little story in his blog, in his email. I hope you all sign up. It's a great treasure trove of information. And with that, happy pre-Independence Day. It's Michael Badnarik, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, how are you, my friend?
I'm always great when you're around. You know that. I get better, stronger, faster, all of these things. It's like you're the guy that puts together the bionic independence man.
You are one of the few people who makes me feel like I have to up my game. It's like I just be myself. But when I'm talking to Robert Scott Bell, man, I got to really take the amphetamines and get myself pumped.
I'm excited every year we do this. Also, we recognize the great disappointment in our fellow Americans every year when we do this, right? Because so many do not embrace liberty, maybe claim that they do, but indeed what we've seen is a descent further and further each year we've done this. I don't claim it's our fault or your fault, but more people apparently seeming to embrace socialism, collectivism, communism, and because they don't know history, or they're so drugged and vaccinated out of their mind that they couldn't recognize it even if it were taught to them.
They also have the psychobabble going on television. You know, if they're watching, network television, they have all of these crazy ideas pumped into their heads. And most people don't understand the difference between socialism, communism, and our Constitution. The Constitution and communism are mutually exclusive. They are at opposite ends of the spectrum. And if you don't understand the history, if you don't understand why that's important, then having the government take care of it, well, my gosh, Robert, why wouldn't you want that? Why wouldn't you want the government to, you know, subsidize your children's schooling and pay for your hospital? And, oh, my God, life would be so easy. except that Winston Churchill is famous for having said, if you are 20 years old and you are not a socialist, then you have no heart. If you are 40 years old and you are still a socialist, you have no brain.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we see the indoctrination in what we call government indoctrination centers, public schools, have really trained a number of generations now over time to perceive that they are children of government. And, you know, I'm a spiritual guy, Michael. You know me. We've had talks about this stuff. And I respect everybody's beliefs, non-beliefs, whatever they have. But if you believe you are a child of government, then, of course, you look to the government to grant you things. You might call them rights. They're not. They're privileges. And one of the most foundational chapters ever written in any book anywhere, from Good to Be King, Foundation for a Constitutional Freedom, is Chapter 2. And it goes into the difference between rights versus privileges. Right there, I'm holding it up for everybody to see. And you have had that downloadable for free for many years at constitutionpreservation.org. But now you also have a new website, and I'm going to bring it up for everybody to see right now. And this is your Independence Day homework. Go to badnarik.org, sign up for free email alerts, and click on the chapter, Rights versus Privileges, because it's right there, and look at what pops up, the actual chapter, for free, for you to review, something that most young people don't know, unless they're my kids, or the people that listen to this show, and their kids.
Absolutely. This is the most important chapter in the book, the most important concept in my 8-hour class. As soon as people learn this and understand it, then they're no longer going to believe the lies that are told on television. They're going to recognize that the government is not doing anything in your best interest. And they're going to realize that it's going to require some effort on your part. You're not going to be able to just sit back on the sofa and just kind of let it all happen, or let Robert and Michael defend liberty. They're doing a really good job. You know, that they're the dynamic duo. They'll just fix it, and I'll just wait for them to tell me when it's all over.
No, don't wait. Don't do it that way. You've often said in your class, too, that the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights within the Constitution, cannot defend you, cannot defend your rights. And, you know, you talk about it can't even defend itself. But if you were to hold up a copy of the Constitution as a freight train comes barreling down on you, how well does that protect you and your right to life, for instance? And these seemingly are absurd visuals, but they're important because we have kind of laid down on the job in 20th, now 21st century America, and if not outright abandoned liberty, we're paying lip service to it as we demand more and more from a centralized bureaucracy, especially with these young people that have been indoctrinated, that are honestly medically damaged in some way, that the brain and nervous system is just not working the way in previous generations. We talk about, back in, you know, the era of World War II, charging into battle, getting ready to sign up to fight the bad guys. Now you hear about an invisible germ and you're hiding behind your chair wearing a mask, not coming out. It's like, what changed in those generations?
It's an attitude. We lost our sense of responsibility. I teach that rights and responsibilities are opposite sides of the same coin. You know, a man and woman have a right to have children, but then they have a responsibility to feed the child, shelter the child, teach the child all the values they're supposed to have. You know, I have a right to keep and bear arms. But I also have a responsibility to make sure that, you know, neither you nor other people in the room get accidentally hurt with my gun. And so people have ignored their personal responsibilities. People, much like electricity, take the path of least resistance. And instead of standing up for myself and being independent, which is the whole point of the United States, we just go, I'll just sit back, I'll get my unemployment, I'll, you know, get a little bit of Medicare, and I'll just let the government take care of me. And that is the antithesis of what the Founding Fathers tried to create here.
Mm-hmm. And what is that the reason you're not wearing a mask today? Because everybody's supposed to wear one in Texas, right?
Well, I don't follow rules very, very well. I think you know that already. My mother couldn't tell me what to do, and she loved me. I'm certainly not going to listen to the government. I mean, this is ridiculous. And, okay, I concede that maybe there's a virus out there and maybe some people get sick, but that does not give you the authority to tell me what I have to do. And people are clueless. They are obviously not thinking for themselves, because as I drive down the highway, I see people alone in their car with a mask. What are you going to catch and from whom? I mean, this is a little bit like, you know, you go to the store and you buy a pillow, and the pillow has this great big white tag on it, and it says, do not remove this tag under penalty of law. That's for the store that is selling the pillow. They have to leave that tag on there so that you, the buyer, knows what is stuffed inside. Once you get that pillow home, that is your pillow, and the first thing I do is get a pair of scissors and trim that as close as I can without cutting the pillow. Wake up!
Mm-hmm.
Now, I see people jogging along the sidewalk.
Yeah, wearing a mask.
How do you exercise when you're suffocating yourself behind that mask?
Yeah, I think, I'm a student of history, although I didn't learn real history in grade school and high school and even university until I graduated and got out of all that did I learn real history. And I think back to the 1918 Spanish influenza. They claim that millions of people died due to one virus, even though at the time, ironically, they didn't even know what a virus was. It hadn't been discovered yet, like 15 years later or so. They dug up a dead guy in Alaska who apparently died around that time. They dug around his innards, this dead man who was frozen, and they found something that they said, aha, this is what killed millions of people around the world. I'm like, how is that even a scientific statement to make? That one, a thumb you dug up in a dead guy in Alaska, and you say, this is what killed everybody, and people believe it. And then, of course, the only reason we're alive in 2020, 102 years later, is because ever since the Spanish influenza of 1918, we've all worn masks. Every one of us. All the pictures of the Roaring Twenties, the Depression, the World War II, all of our soldiers, they all wore masks, or else they wouldn't be alive.
Well, I'm a little bit concerned because I keep hearing rumors that we're going to develop a vaccine and that government, possibly using the military, is going to require mandatory vaccinations. I haven't seen that in writing yet, but it's been alleged that maybe that would happen. Do you recall the quote that I am most famous for?
Well, it must be said again, because, and this was at the time, just put perspective on this, because Michael, what you're saying is also, you know, rumored. This has always been the intent, mandatory vaccination.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And I've seen memes where they say, if you think this is just about masking, mandatory masks, the next phase is mandatory vaccines, the next phase is mandatory injections with chips that track every movement, for instance.
Nanotechnology.
Right. Yeah. So these are the transition stages. If you don't put your foot down at a point when you still could, right, speak up and stop. When they mask you, you no longer can speak. But back in the day when you were nominated to be presidential candidate from the Libertarian Party, it was the era of post 9/11, Patriot Act. Mandatory vaccines were threatened, smallpox, anthrax, different things they were going to bring back out under Bush, too. And I asked you the question, what do you think, candidate Michael Badnarik, about mandatory vaccinations? And without blinking, without hesitation, you said what?
I said, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole.
And ever since then, it's been legendary. You know, people always want to hear it, and they know it. They quote you as well they should. And I've said this many times. I still don't have a 45. I have a 357. I like the sound of the 45 better in that context, but the 357 would work.
Absolutely, it will work. And I want to share with your audience that you happen to be in Austin. I don't remember what the presentation, but a group of us went to the gun range. And we improved your grouping in an hour.
Yeah.
We went from about 7 inches down to about 3 inches in just 1 hour of my training. So I'm really proud of you. And I'm under the circumstances, I'm surprised that I haven't gotten more requests from people to teach them how to shoot, because that's on my website as well.
That's a very good point, Michael Badnarik. And I want everybody to take advantage of the opportunities that are there for you. You could schedule a consultation with Michael Badnarik, and that includes mentoring sessions in many ways, including, you know, if it's questions about the history, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. But there's so many things that Michael Badnarik knows, that he has done, that he has studied, that he is an, you know, I would say has genuine expertise in. And his ability to communicate and teach is amazing, as evidenced by my 1 hour with him at the gun range and how much improvement I have. So there are 15-minute Zoom meetings you could set up, and then you could do more on many different things, including, as you said, hey, Michael, I'm in Austin, Texas. I'd love to meet you at the gun range. Can you do that? I'm like, I think you might say yes.
And the people at the gun range would go, Badnarik, are you back again?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so these are the new opportunities that you have to reach out to Michael long after we're on the air together, as we do at least once a year. I can't remember, were there any years that we missed? I know you had the remember the Widowmaker scenario? Remember that huge, massive heart attack on the steps of the Capitol of Wisconsin?
Right.
Our friend Roseanne Lindsay helped you, and others have since, and, you know, we've been friends also in many ways to help each other. But I don't remember at what time of the year it was, but
It was December 21st,
okay,
when I gave my speech, and I woke up in the hospital on February 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So I was unconscious, kept in a chemically induced coma for many, many days. The doctors told my parents that I was likely to die. If I didn't, I was likely to be brain dead and require a walker the rest of my life. And the doctors cannot explain how I managed to walk out of the hospital under my own power, and that's because the medical industry has no efficient test for measuring a person's level of stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been dead twice, according to the doctors, so, you know, if I'm pissed at you, you better not get close to me until you can see my ashes in the urn. Then you know that you're safe, because I can still come back.
Well, this is the thing about your stubbornness, too. And I do remember, I don't know if it was that 6 months later, you know, obviously December to July or so. But the first time back, I remember, because we couldn't talk to you for a while. It was so severe that your voice was different. It was much weaker and such. And, you know, you have strengthened it again over the years since that point in time. So, again, I like to think that we've been pretty consistent every year around or on the Independence Day. In fact, that we've done a spectacular hour together each and every time.
I believe we have. I don't think that we had missed that particular year. That would have been 2010 that you're talking about. But I'm pretty sure that it's in the archive someplace.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of history here and great joy in getting together. And I think if you love liberty as much as Michael Badnarik does, or as much as I do, you find people that love it like that, and no matter what background and differences you may have, and we all have differences, you come together with that as your central point. You feel like there's nothing you can't do or won't help somebody to do, because that's that fundamental starting point. And from there, that means we would embrace things that may be different about us, that we don't necessarily appreciate all the same things. But if we come back to that core principle, there's nothing that gets in the way.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA USA News Update. According to a recent poll by Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
In my Constitution class, I will occasionally have students tell me about the American dream. And I go, the American dream? What is that? They go, well, I want to have a really good job. I want my children to be happy and well-fed. I want to have, you know, neighbors that I can trust. I go, so that's an exclusively American dream? You know, Japanese parents don't love their children. People, you know, parents in Germany don't want to have a good job. People in China don't want their children. You're kidding, right? This is a human dream. Mm. And I have been very, very fortunate in my life. I have been able to travel the world. And one of the things that I've discovered, Robert, and I know that you won't be surprised, no matter where I go in the world, people are people. They're friendly. I literally have friends all over the world. And I don't want my country dropping bombs on that country. You know, they could hurt some. I went to Australia. My company sent me there to teach a computer class. And through a series of things, I got invited to a little barbecue celebration. I took a train for an hour. I met this family for the first time. And within 20 minutes of walking in the door, we're out in the backyard drinking beer, and they're already teasing me and heckling me, which is an indication that, I mean, they really love me. They're not. And I was there doing the dishes and helping to serve. I was part of the family. And that has happened to me so many times. I can't imagine what goes through people's heads to make them xenophobic, that they don't like a certain group of people. You're an idiot.
Well, and that's what we're dealing with, Michael, a lot of American idiots now who simply, their first motivation when they wake up in the morning is hatred and fear. You know, if we talk about Trump derangement syndrome, and I've said this, look, Trump's not a constitutionalist. He's not like Ron Paul. But at the same time, he's done some things that are, I would say, arguably for America, putting it before globalism and communism and socialism. And I acknowledge the things that he's done that I think are better than a lot of presidents. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot that he does or any president has done that I go, that doesn't fly. There's nothing in the Constitution that provides for that. But then again, he's only one of what, 435? Right. If we talk about the Senate and Congress, and then we go into the other aspects of our federal government, not much less the state governments, that have so far gone beyond what our founders said. Hey, set this cage up, keep the government and those in it in that cage, and don't let them out. And somewhere along the lines, maybe almost immediately, we let some of that out, and now we're suffering, you know, 200 some odd years later, with the loss of love of liberty and recognizing what it takes to defend it, much less constrain those who would want to defeat it, if you will, or limit it.
Right. Well, the Founding Fathers were worried about this exact thing. And I don't know if they had a crystal ball or they went to a seance to find us out, but one of the Founding Fathers, Alexander Fraser Tyler, said that a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse or property from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, followed always by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations has been 200 years. It's been about 248 years since we signed the Declaration of Independence. And let me ask a rhetorical question. Is the United States collapsing over loose fiscal policy? Mm-hmm. We've had the Federal Reserve counterfeiting our money for over 100 years. And it says the collapse of democracy is always followed by a dictatorship. Things get out of control. You know, we've got civil unrest, and the people are going, help us, help us. You're the government. And the government steps in and says, okay, these are the rules. We're going to be in charge. Everybody has to stay home. Everybody has to wear a mask. You have to get a mandatory vaccine. Really? That is dictatorship.
Well, what is it?
Have allowed it to happen. Yeah.
What is the other, among many famous Jefferson quotes, the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of tyrants every once in a while, however many, 20 yeah. years, generations. And, you know, it, yeah. obviously it's been a long time, and I'm not encouraging that. I'm not thrilled about bloodshed. That's not my point in saying it. But recognize that if there are those who would shed your blood or attempt to, In an attempt to limit your freedom or destroy what you believe is important, and certainly within the Constitution and prior to that, the Declaration of Independence, you know, I don't like what I see coming potentially if we don't get our act together, and maybe it's too late. I don't know.
I have a friend that has, for the last 20 years, has been calling me a conspiracy theorist. The government is not out of control, but everything that they do is in our best interest, blah, blah, blah. I'm obviously the lunatic. Well, this same friend just last week decided that they need to buy an AR-15. And they were calling me for advice on, like, which AR-15 can I buy. Mm-hmm. And they went to the gun store. They had already paid for it online. They just had to go pick it up. And they had to wait in line. There was a line from the counter, out the door, down the sidewalk. And people were standing in line for an hour and a half just to get to the front counter. And my friend is talking to me on the phone while he's standing in line going, oh, there's a guy. Oh, he's got a rifle and a pistol. Oh, here are two guys with a boatload of ammunition. And I used to be a scuba instructor. And you may or may not have experienced this. When you're underwater, there are thousands of fish. They are everywhere. And if I'm trying to take a photograph of you underwater, I sometimes have to wave my hand to chase the fish away just so that I can get a clear picture of you. Every once in a while, all the fish disappear. Robert, if all the fish disappear, it is time for you to get out of the water and get back on the boat. The fish know something that you don't know.
Yeah.
So if people are lined up around the block to go get ammunition and guns, to me, that's the fish have disappeared experience.
Another aspect to that is related to tsunamis. And this was reported at Banda Aceh in Indonesia, and it's been reported before. While the stupid humans look at, oh, look, the water's going out, and they start following it, like, how cool is that? The animals are, like, darting it to higher ground. It's like, how did we become so stupid as a species? And I've argued that we've disconnected from true source, right, by believing in authorities and authoritarians, government, if the government doesn't say it's real, it's not real, or if it's not, it doesn't say it's dangerous, then it's not dangerous. And, of course, you disconnect from your, if you use a comic book term, spider senses. If you use spiritual language, your communication with the Holy Spirit, divine spirit, something like that, but something intuitive that you can connect with that we discard, that's even beyond mental cognition and intelligence. You just get a nudge, and you're like, what was that? And how many times has that happened in your life where had I not listened to that nudge, oh my gosh, I would have been right there where that something horrible had just happened. And so it's not always a mental construct, as much as I appreciate mental acuity and critical thinking, and I think there are in great demand. We need more of that. But there's something as important, if not more, is that stop believing everything you're told by those who have credentials and degrees and different things, because they have conflicts of interest, and they're probably as stupid as anybody you've ever met because they're not using the sense that I perceive God would have granted us just to survive.
Right. I agree.
So we'll continue our discussion here as we journey back into the real history as to why this day, July 4th, which is just another day, but why is it significant in history? And that is the Declaration of Independence that preceded the Articles of Confederation, that preceded the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But what was it? What is it about that declaration that was unique to the history of government on planet Earth?
The history of human organization has been, it started out as hunters and gatherers, everybody doing their own thing. And then as we developed agriculture and we were able to grow more food than we needed, now you invented theft. People can take all the food that you had taken the time to grow. And we began to get organized under kings and emperors, and we lived in a feudal system. Mm-hmm. Well, eventually, we traveled to North America. We decided that instead of a feudal system, we are going to, the government is going to work for us, not the other way around. And, I mean, everybody has felt this. It's like, you're not the boss to me. You know, it's usually when, you know, mom and dad leave, and the oldest sibling is responsible now. We're going to leave you in charge to do the babysitting. And then 5 minutes later, your brothers and sisters are going, you're not the boss to me. You can't tell me what to do. Well, that innate feeling, you know, is still there. And the Declaration of Independence is basically telling King George, You're not the boss to me. We are not listening to you. We are going to form our own rules, our own government, and we're going to do a better job. So it was a wonderful experiment while it lasted, but Americans have dropped the ball.
Well, and the thing is, that declaration was not like half-cocked in a sense. I mean, there was so much history, knowledge of law of nations, right? We go into things that our founders studied extensively about history in order to establish a new nation. It wasn't just, hi, here we are, King George. We just, no, there was a lot in relation to other countries and nations that existed to get acknowledgement of the legitimacy of a new nation and what that meant. And I think that 1% of 1%, if that, it's like 0.1% of the American people know anything about that. It's just like, hey, one day, hey, some old people back then, they thought of a cool idea and it started. No, there was so much more to it than that.
Yeah, there's a guy who does interviews in Venice Beach, California, asking people, what is this weekend, Independence Day? He says, independence from what? And they have no idea. And then he asks them, how many stars are on the American flag? And they don't know. So he gives them a tiny American flag, and they count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They go 52, and they can't even count accurately. It is sad. It's very depressing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are you a business owner?
Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Scott Belcher. Even given the opportunity, like they could meet me and go, hey, just tell me what to do. And I tell them what to do, and they go, no, I don't want to do that. That's too hard. So they may end up sicker or even dead. And I think that we are living, because I believe by our creator, not government, but our real creator, gave us the freedom to screw up, choose wrong, and learn ultimately from the wrong choices we make. Because I've learned the best lessons from screwing up. You know, I as much as I was cursing whatever at the time, I'm like, you know what? I must be loved enough to be allowed, just like we talked about, allowing my son to figure it out as opposed to just doing it for him. That's a kind and loving thing to do. And in many ways, what I see, as much as you and I might say, this is a disaster, this is horrible, people are not choosing liberty, many people apparently need to remember very viscerally what it is like to live under tyranny before they once again embrace, like the oxygen that they are desiring when their head is held underwater, enough to do the things that it would take to restore it and retain it, and then remind those who are yet to be here of how important it is and that it is not automatic.
Well, it is said that good decisions come from experience, and experience comes from bad decisions.
Well, you just lay it down there and you go, all right, I'm trying not to be bummed out about all the people that are choosing not liberty. Like you and I, we go, but that's the freedom. And in order to retain it, regain it, and even want it, sometimes you have to live in abject misery and tyranny. Just like those that have lived with great illness or even threats of death due to cancer, given an opportunity, you can choose chemo. Maybe it'll help me, but it'll be miserable. And, you know, maybe you won't. Or you could say, hey, here are the reasons why I have learned that this cancer is manifested in your body due to what you eat, what you think, what you believe, what you're doing or not doing. Let's modify those things, live differently, and see what happens. And then they go, wow. And many people have told me that cancer saved their life. Literally, it saved their life. It caused them to completely change their entire viewpoint on life, and they began to live. That often people say, cancer was my fear of living. Not dying, fear of living. And then they got over that, and then they lived. So these things are, in a bigger sense of the word, rooted in the same liberty that we appreciate and love so much. And that, as frustrating, honestly, as it can be to see people choosing not liberty, we love it enough to allow them to make their mistakes, hopefully come back to it. But where we draw the line is if you violate our liberty in that process. That's where the line is. You can't, don't cross that line.
Yeah. Well, I just want to share with your audience that I have a personal friend who is diagnosed with cancer. I jumped up and down and said, no. And when they went back for their follow-up, their index was so low, it is almost as if they had never had cancer in the first place. So, you know, if they want to contact me through my website, badnarek.org, I'd be happy to tell them the long, drawn-out story.
Yes, and by the way, I've got that linked up at robertscottbell.com. There's a special link. There's articles. There's books. I told you about some of them. Also, there's a mentor with Michael tab. If you click that link, and it will open up, and I'm showing everybody right now that's watching us on this pre-Independence Day spectacular we do every year with Michael Badnarek. And there's all kinds of things that you will learn, how to remove obstacles, grow skills, get guidance for big projects, plan new career moves, gain consistent philosophy, make better decisions. And I will vouch for Michael and his wisdom that he will share with you if you engage in that. And there are many people that have and are grateful for Michael's guidance, and as I am for his friendship in this lifetime. It's been an amazing ride, and may we continue to be able to share our love of liberty. As long as we are breathing, we will. And I know that's true for you as well, Michael Badnarek.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I want to thank you for being here. This is a special day for us, even though it's not actually on the Independence Day, but you can watch it again on Independence Day. Also, I would encourage everybody, start a new tradition if you haven't already. Read with your family, your kids, your grandkids, the Declaration of Independence. If not, at least once a year, more often than that, but at least on Independence Day, so that they don't think it's a transcript of a current lecture given by some professor or Michael Badnarek.
Robert, I love you so much. I love your family. You've got a beautiful family, and I appreciate the times that I've been able to stay at your house and just be part of your family. You're a wonderful man.
Well, you light it up for liberty, and again, my valuing your friendship cannot be overstated, how grateful I am for you. So with that, we're going to take a break here and hopefully be back a lot sooner than next year for more lighting the fires of liberty, as you do so well, Michael Badnarek. So remember this, folks. God's honest truth, the power to heal, even politically, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.